Fresh Takes.
Hello and welcome to Don't Evolve Me, the place like Ash, Cousins, Pikachu, we don't evolve. We just level up. Here with Pixel Loose, Michael Schumer.
Good to be back,
hello.
Buddy.
Hello, yeah. Happy to see you. Let's do a plug. TikTok.
A little yeah.
Plug.
So I got my own little channel going on TikTok. Still very early days, so hopefully I don't crash out here, but probably after this video I'll be recording my review of Kena, Bridge of Spirits, and just got some other stuff kind of in the works that I'm hoping to throw up on there. So, yeah, should be pretty sick.
Nice. Michael Schumer, Pixel Loose on TikTok, soon to be on YouTube. But here we are talking The Last of Us, Season 2, Episode 5. I forgot the title of this episode, and I don't have it up. Oh, no. It's like...
oh, I just
something
had it.
It's something... It's like...
Feel or Love. It's Feel or Love.
Feel her love. I'm honestly, what the fuck are they doing with these titles, man?
I don't know. At first, I kind of dug it because it was all
day
like music.
One,
I think it was all
day
like music.
Two. But no, it's not. It's I don't know what they're doing, man. I'm giving them a 2- every time.
Title,
I don't know why.
Titles are lacking. I liked them at first, but they are lacking.
Can we? I want to do a spoiler. So we're doing The Last of Us. We're talking Last of Us. We're talking the review. This is a fresh take. Fresh Takes, get your Fresh Takes here. This is going to be a spoiler. Not a spoiler for the show or the game. This is just a spoiler for our episode. I think for most valuable character, at least for an honorable mention, but you know what? I'm going to argue for number one. I think we got to give it to Nora. She really took one for the team, you know?
Would you
two,
put her? I think it'd be
three.
Most valuable villain, wouldn't you say?
Most valuable.
Depending on your perspective.
Punching bag, beating bag.
Yes.
Spore bag.
Spore bag.
Sorry, I thought the joke was better. Then I'm like, no, that's lame. That's like dad joke territory.
Well, you are a dad, so.
Yeah, I am. Kids are not around to shame me though, and nor are they old enough to shame me yet. So it's not as fun.
No.
It's more just I
one
say
day,
it
though.
And I get crickets on the internet. Yeah, one day. One day I will shine with these dad jokes. One day. All right.
Maybe one those. Day you can start saying the equivalent of Skibbity Riz to them. That would be a beautiful thing I'd love to see. So,
I mean, do we not in our own way say Skibbity Riz? Like, what is the millennial equivalent to Skibbity Riz? Wait, no, I got it. Wait, no. Ooh. That is a question.
You get?
What is the millennial version of Skibbity Riz? I don't know if I got... The first thing I thought up was, what's up?
That's like...
But I don't think
boomer.
What? That's not boomer.
We might have to add 10 years on to your age, brother.
Boomer is like...
That'd be Gen X,
it's like groovy.
60s, yeah.
Yeah. It's groovy, man.
Okay. I'm just saying
and
boomer in relation
and groovy's
to the...
Groovy's so old that
I'm,
it's new.
I'm young
it's
at heart,
it's cool
so.
Now. No. I mean, he did say Skibbity Riz, and he brought that shit in
no.
there. I don't know, man. We're two neurodivergents. We don't fucking know the culture. We make up the culture. Our culture gets, like, put into the rest, but we don't... Yeah, I don't know, man.
I don't participate in the discussions on the proper vernacular.
Let me just say, when people are like white people and they shake their head, like when it's anyone like of a different color and they just shake their head, like white people, like I understand that. Like, I'm like, you're right, white people. I don't get it. They're so vanilla.
We're not with it.
I mean, I'm very white right now, but like. I don't know. ADHD rabbit hole. We're not cultural. At least I'm not. Anyway, go Wolves. Game 5. Wolves in 5. Wolves and... Never mind. I don't know. I was trying to make a Last of Us reference. Let's talk Last of Us. Episode 5. What happened in this episode? We get a flashback. A flashback I was really confused by when we first watched it. Lakefront Hospital. Flashback. Han Rahan questions Elise Park. Elise discovered that there's spores in the hospital basement are airborne and will affect you with ingestion. Her son ended up telling her to seal them in, and Anrahan decided to keep the basement a secret for them to know. Then we switch to Ellie and Dina. They're in the theater, planning out their attack and their hunts for Nora, who they know is at the hospital. They plan to go to a warehouse that wolves avoid, for reasons. On the way, they encounter dead seraphites under, what is it, her love, a mural of the Seraphite's prophet. With, I forget the what exactly what it stated, but it was like under her love or something like that.
I think it's usually feel her love and then.
Oh. Yeah, and then there's a bunch of dead Seraphites under it with essentially them being mocked. Do they feel her love?
Did you catch that it said like? Yeah, I was like, feel this bitch or something like that.
Oh,
I forgot what it was.
Yeah, something. Yeah, it was just you know. So. They encounter dead Seraphites under the mural. Ellie questions, bringing Dina. It was like, maybe we should go back. I don't know how I feel about this. And Dina recommits to like, no, we're in this. Dina mentions through the first time she's ever killed somebody and told Ellie the story of the time that she had to kill a raider who just murdered her mom and her sister in the warehouse. They sneak through. They figure out why the wolves avoid the warehouse, which is because it's full of stalkers. Not just one, not just two, not just three. Several. I didn't end up counting how many, but it was almost like in the double digits. It was a decent amount of stalkers. In this moment, Ellie's...
It was like 10 or some of them.
Yeah. And then Ellie's just like, get into the cage, lock yourself in. I will sacrifice myself to trying to kill as many as possible. And it got to a point where it's like, yeah, it looked like they're getting into the cage. Dina was going to get a moment or was going to get bit. It looked like Ellie was kind of done for. It looked like they were about to bite the dust. But of course, they're the main characters. They can't bite the dust quite yet. Jesse comes in, saves the day, and then mentions that he is with Tommy. They run out of there, find some wolves, run from wolves to a park where the wolves stop for some reason. They then hear some whistling, and a bunch of cultists come by. Seraphites, or in some people call them the Scars, hangs and disembowels one of the wolves. Seraphites then whistle and shoot at Ellie, Dina, and Jesse. Dina gets shot in the leg. They get the arrow out of the leg. Ellie runs away, causing a distraction, while Jesse carries Dina to safety, presumably. Presumably, we don't know. She discovers that the hospital is actually really close by, decides, fuck it, we're going to get Nora without their help. They get into the hospital. Ellie finds Nora, gets to jump on Nora, puts her gunpoint. Nora then mocks. Wait, is this the point where she mocks Joel? I forget where she mocks.
No, she mocks Joel right before she starts running.
Yep. Mocks
Which is
Joel.
Probably her biggest mistake, honestly, but we'll get there.
Possibly. But mocks Joel, takes a run for it. They're running through the hospital. Wolves taking shots at Ellie. Nora jumps into an elevator, which breaks, collapses. Ellie jumps down. And there we find the spores that has been missing this entire time in the show. Nora gets infected with the spores. Ellie does not, because she is already immune. Nora runs away. Ellie finds her. We also find the several of the soldiers that were talked about, wolf members from before, one of them being Park as the name on the name badge. Ellie finds Nora, who is clearly infected by spores and is not doing so well. Nora then realizes that Ellie is not affected by this, and in fact, she is the immune girl. calls out to her, do you know what Joel has done? He has killed everyone in that hospital. He's killed the only person who can get a cure from you. Ellie stares her in the eyes and says, I know. Ellie then proceeds. Well, presumably, hits her a couple times and then presumably continues to brutalize her. And that is the episode. And that is what happened on Last of Us. Season 2, Episode 5. Under Her Love.
Feel Her Love.
Feel Her Love. Under Her Love is a bit... I don't care. These titles suck. I'm going to make my own title. Under Her Love. Under Her Love. Is it not better?
Please.
Feel Her Love? Under Her Love. Just play on words. Like, they were under her. And possibly with her, because they're dead, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's really possible.
I might be a Wolves fan. I don't know. For the listening audience, they're like, why do you keep calling yourself a Wolves fan? I am a Minnesota Wolves fan. We're playing that game 5. Wolves in 5, everybody. All right, that's what happened. Michael, what did I miss? I feel like I missed something. What did I miss, Michael?
Oh. The only thing I think you missed in that was just the very last... There we go. Sorry, we're having some technical difficulties here, folks. The only thing I think of is just we got to see Joel one last time in that episode.
Oh, or, well, yes.
No, not one last time, you know, he shows up again.
You're right. I forget. The show ends with what is hopefully going to be, well, no, it's going to be the flashback episode that we've been waiting for this entire time. But it shows Joel going up to a younger Ellie. Hey, kid. And we're gonna get a fun episode. Now I'm gonna be so sad. That's gonna be the last episode before we get like, oh my, sad, sad, sad. I can't say anything. I already said too much. I'm ready for next week. That's all I can say.
Yeah,
all right.
It's agonizing.
It is. All right, Michael. I feel like there's a decent amount of questions in this episode, but I don't feel like there's a lot that happened.
I kind of felt the same, honestly. Oh, go ahead, Chief.
I almost want to spoil my rating a little bit. I almost did before. I think this is the worst episode in the entire show. Like, it's one of those episodes that, like, I just realized I wasn't gravitating too much to. And I'm not saying it's a bad episode. It's still a decent episode. But it's probably my least favorite of the entire season thus far. And I said Kin was my least favorite in season 1. Rewatching it, I'm like, ooh, that's a... Maybe episode 2?
That's what I'm saying, brother. It's a good episode.
It is a really good episode. Like, those emotional moments does not hit. Those emotional moments in Kin hit a lot. Whereas there's not really... any emotional moment. This one is more or less like we kind of just got from point A to B in the plot. That's more or less what it felt like. And I almost thought somebody else wrote this other than Craig Mazin, because I'm like, this is just kind of a lower quality episode. It just like,
yeah, I agree.
Narratively speaking, which I think I'm fine with overall. I think I realized that like there's going to be an episode and I wouldn't be surprised. Like, if I had to lay it out, like, what these episodes would look like, I wouldn't have been surprised if this is the episode that would be more disappointing. Because it's not, narratively speaking, this is probably the weakest part of the story for the most part. And not because it's bad. For a game, it's fine, right? Because in the game, you're playing through, right? The story, like,
yes.
There's a lot of gameplay action here. Just like Bill's Town from the game, they decided to do a whole different story to it and don't even show it. Because there isn't much of a story, there's a lot of gameplay. And this is the part where there's a lot of gameplay. And the story is Ellie and Nora.
Yeah.
But there was also so much I feel like they had to do. And there's a couple things that I'm just like, I don't... I don't know. Should we get into the questions and we'll just talk about it?
Yeah, let's hit it, brother.
All right. Do you want to start or should I?
Ooh, I think I have a good one for you.
I have a good one too. But you can.
What did we? Oh, go ahead.
No, you go. What were you saying? You go. Okay. I offered.
Sorry. what did you think about Nora's demise there? That how that played out with the spores and all that.
Oh, we're going spore talk already.
Oh yeah, hell yeah! Right off the bat, let's be honest. That's like the best part of the episode, in my opinion. Anyways,
the
as soon as those
talk.
Fucking red lights came on, I was like, "We're cooking. We're in the pocket."
That is fair. I like rewatched it a little bit, and even like my, I did not let my 2-year-old watch this show or this episode, but I did for a moment before I got online with you. I'm like, I have to just rewatch parts of this episode just so I can like get the old memory, like, you know, ticking. And that scene, I did not finish the scene, but like the whole talking point, I'm like, I just want to remember like what was said back and forth. So I watched it for 3 to 4 minutes, that final scene. And my daughter Maven was just staring the entire time in anticipation, like, what's happening? And she does not hold her attention span for long. So like it got my daughter's attention, a two and a half year old. I did not finish it. I kind of felt bad, but I'm like, I'm not letting you watch something get brutal.
No, yeah,
here.
She can't know that. The conversation part is fine, I think.
I wanted more blood. But I wanted more gore.
Yeah, I was kind of surprised they really desensitized that part, or maybe I should say sanitized it, actually, rather. Like,
yeah,
in the game, I think it's because in the game you have that. So, at this point in the game, this is a very low point for Ellie, specifically, where you as the player have to hit square to beat her, to beat Nora to death, and it is very like you don't like Nora, but I think even when I was playing through it the first time, I was like, God, do we cry? Like.
You're like,
are we doing this?
One hit, yeah, makes sense. Two hit, yeah. Three hit, like, four.
You're like, oh God, okay, yeah. She ain't talking after two. I think you're like, we're done.
But to be fair, she does mock Joel's death.
So this is okay. This was
this
I'm
is where it's
this.
This is where it's different, though. I feel like in the game, she mocked Joel's death specifically, right? That he was
yeah,
like
she it. Said, yeah, that little bitch got what he deserved. She said the same line, but I think she goes like, it's definitely harsher in the TV show because she's like empathizing with Ellie before she gets through with that gut punch, which I do think that would have been the way. Oh, go ahead.
I remember her empathizing in the game, or I thought it was very similar, but like, yeah, I thought the game just hit a little bit harder where you're like, okay, yeah, you kind of asked for it, but also like, okay, all right, Ellie, like, maybe give her, like, a few extra hits, but, like, several to death?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And tortured. Very, very clearly tortured. Whatever time Nora has left, it will be spent in...
pain.
Deep,
agony.
Deep agony.
Ooh. This is actually a really good question. The idea of what it is to be infected, right? Because it's not like zombies where you're dead and like, you know, effectively something takes over your corpse, right? Like that's what zombies more or less is. This is different. You're not dead. Mm-hmm. You are just being controlled. You're living through this. This is a living hell. So my question is, does Nora die or is Nora brutalized and then infected and then is a brutalized infected? Well, a brutalized, you know what I'm saying?
Like I feel question, like...
And also, is not her... Like, killing her is almost the sparing part. So my question... Like, I'm always curious, because we assume that she's dead. But if Ellie was just outright there to you, be like, fuck you, would she not leave her alive?
Yeah, that's and just suffer through the infection. I think I should be careful here. All the same, I think she's dead. I think she's actually dead, but it definitely was not.
That's, the interpretation that I got out of it, but I just had the thought of like, what if she didn't kill her? What if she let her live? Because how fucking like brutal would that be? Not just like you're living, like your last memory not being infected is getting brutalized to nearly death, but then you don't die. The infected saves you, but then you're living as a mushroom puppet that you get to feel all of it while dealing with all the broken bones and the mushroom more or less taking control of your, like, I just feel like that'd be fucking agony. You know, like super agonizing experience. So I took it, I always took it as like Nora's dead.
Yeah, I think she definitely, I think she's got to be. I just don't, I mean, yeah.
So here's,
I don't know, I think in all practicality, I just can't see, I just wonder if Ellie would actually even infect it. You know what I mean? Even if she's like, fuck this guy specifically, I feel like the practical part of her would be like, okay, I'm killing this fucking thing because I'm not dealing with this.
In Jackson, I agree. Seattle, I don't know.
Yeah, fair.
Maybe show Ellie. Game Ellie, I feel like, if she knew what she was doing, I think she would let her live. Not saying that she deserves it. Alright, here's actually my question. This wasn't going to be my first question, but this is actually my question of that scene.
Alright, hit it.
Did the spores work? Was this worthy of the spores being more or less kind of, what's the word? Is this like a worthy way to put it in spores?
I think so. I liked how they did it. I kind of wish they had gone more with the graphical effects, with like, because you kind of tell there was like a glinting in the light from the spores. And I kind of wish there was more of that to show like this kind of like almost crystalline dust in the air.
I like the spores. I like seeing the effect. I thought it was cool. I thought like the spores coming out at you is actually just a really cool effect. And I wish they would have just went with this the entire time.
Yeah.
That being said, these spores didn't work for me. I kind of wish they would have just left out the spores.
But how do you get in a narrative sense?
Just have her get bit.
That's fair.
Like, the spores aspect was dope. Don't get me wrong. Like, it would be such a much more lamer death without the spores. But I don't think this was worth it narratively to go and have this one-off spores thing where it's airborne and then have this whole narrative like, oh, they just sealed this area and this is the only area that spores worked. You know, never mind air vents, never mind the elevator shafts, never mind the invasive species that is like the mushrooms, the fungus, cordyceps itself. Like, it just, for me, it felt like a cop-out. Like, you didn't have spores this entire time. You didn't have spores. You didn't add spores in the subway scene, which is where it would be a really cool moment to do that, especially with, like, Dina and Ellie. That would have been a really cool moment. You didn't do it there. You did it with Nora, which I know Nora is very, like, in tune with spores, but you have her get bit and it's the same effect. So I didn't think like Nora was the thing that deserved the spores to come back. And I just thought it was kind of a weak writing aspect of like, why this, like we got a whole flashback.
I have a counterpoint to this, but go ahead.
Yeah. We have a whole flashback this whole episode to explain spores. Why do we need that flashback? We could have had that flashback on Seraphites. We could have had that flashback of more Isaac. Why haven't explained spores, which hasn't been in the show the entire time? And it more or less, if she would have just fell and there would have been an infected that was sealed down there and there were shamblers or parts of the thing that were, I'm not going to say, but the thing that like we know what is coming in that hospital. And I already said too much, but like, just like something get bit. And like, I know I think the answer is we know there's more to it and there's probably going to be more lore that comes later on, But I don't, in this moment, in this episode alone, I don't see the reason why they brought back spores. I like the spores. I would prefer them to do spores from the very beginning. I think the tendrils are cool. I think the aspect of it is cool, but I think it's more TV movie zombies than it is like from the game. It's whatever. I'm not too against it. But I'm like, if you're gonna bring back spores for this, like if you're gonna bring it back, make it worthy. I just don't think this is a worthy thing for spores when they could have just done spores the entire time. And I thought the subway scene would have been better. Like if it's a Seattle only thing, make it a Seattle only thing. Don't make it a one hospital has spores and that's it.
All
And
right,
it doesn't
I have
even
my
make sense
counterpoint.
for it. Okay, go for it.
I have my counterpoint. I think you'll like it.
Okay.
One thing we have seen with this infection over and over and over and over again in the games and the TV show is that it's continuing to grow, to adapt, to change. With enough time and with enough focus and with enough, enough of the fungi, it continues to adapt. You
I
know,
have a
we did
segue
the
for
bloaters
this.
were considered the infected became clickers, which was like humanity. I think they talked about this in the games or the show's podcast too. But they first they would have been like, okay, runners, we can deal with these guys. I'm sure after a point, like this shit's easy, just pop and boom. But then they turned into stalkers, which would then have turned into clickers. So people that ran into the stalkers probably like they might have known about them, but they were less common. But then you get clickers. Like the longer this disease or the cordyceps is in the world, the more powerful it gets. And I think this in the and I think you said the shamblers, which we have not seen this season. I suspect we will see in
What's a
season two.
shambler?
You said it already. That's all I'm gonna say. I'm
Did I
gonna
say
say it. The
shambler?
audience will find out. Yeah, you did. But
Oh, okay.
that's all right. It don't matter. Nobody, if you don't know what it is, it doesn't matter. But those can't exist without the spores. It shows a continued evolution of the cordyceps, I guess, is my
That's
take
fair.
on it. I
I don't
think
mind
I
it.
agree with you that I wish it was in the subways. I think they could have done something like, why are these fuckers all wearing masks? And
Like,
then kind of showed the spores and had them be like, oh, okay, whatever this is, we do not want to breathe this in.
I love the evolution of, I like the evolution of the cordyceps. I do, and I actually have a question that's based off this and an idea for potentially a part three or later ideas for The Last of Us.
Okay.
And we'll briefly talk about it, and we'll probably talk about more later on. And it kind of goes into like other shows' territories, but I think it'd be an interesting idea if they were ever to get to this point. I just for the spores themselves, I wish I don't mind them coming back, but it's hard to buy within the story that it happened only in one spot. And I'm like, there's too many questions, and I didn't think it was worthy. I thought it was cool to see, but then you don't like it, the question is why wasn't this a thing to begin with? Why isn't it in more places? Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. I don't
That's how
mind
I
the inner.
took it. It's like it was just in like it was old enough. It was in the right location, right environment to
I
be
don't.
created. Sorry, go ahead.
I don't mind that. I don't hate it. I just. It was like unnecessary, and there was this whole build up of like, oh, the spores are coming back. But I'm like, then there should have just been more. Not that like it changes from tendrils and they kind of do a course correct from season one. I don't want that necessarily, but I want it to be a worthy moment, and I just didn't think it was because I thought like the solution was really simple. She just got bit. It's the same fate. There's not much different than spores into human bits. So, and like Ellie and Dina, like she had to sacrifice herself from Dina not getting bit. Like we already had that switch. So I don't know. That's just where I'm at. My question, and you already answered it, honestly, but I'll just lead it to the point that I was making. My question is, why isn't there more infected stalkers? Duh, they turn into clickers. But I kind of thought of the question of like, why isn't there like more stalker based infected in the sense of like these stalkers are super smart. What happens, like, is there any way that they increase their intelligence to
Oh,
the
that's
point
definitely got to be like a part three thing where it's smart
where it's like
infected.
a sentient one, where you have like actual, like they have their own way, like it's the same mushroom, but it's like mushroom people now. You're getting into like that territory, like I Am Legend territory, where the vampire zombie, like the vampires
I don't know if
become
they would go
civilization.
full sentient,
I
but it would
don't.
be interesting to see them go like more animalistic
White
and less like
Walker.
kind of sort of, yeah. Like I don't even know how you would explain it. It would be a distinct like a branching point from which we technically have already seen in the games. So, because I think it would be, I won't say anything
Like, I
else.
don't want them to be like super smart, where it's like the sci-fi of like Flicker army versus this army. But just the idea of like, what if the suckers were just a little bit more infected? And you have like a little bit more sentience to not, like a little bit more high advanced like consciousness, where they can like plan out even further. Like they can plan out like group attacks. Like what if stalkers were working
That would
at a
be
group level
fucking
where
scary.
they're raiding people for the sole purpose of like infecting the shroom. So that, yeah, that's kind of like where my question went. Here's what's going to be my first question for you.
All right, hit me.
Kids, I'm sorry, earmuffs. Who the fuck is Hanrahan? And
I
why does
don't
she
know,
keep
dude.
showing up? I'm not mad that she's there. I'm just like, who the fuck is this person? And we're saying this. We played the games. I don't know. And I mean this in the sense of like, she keeps popping up from the Isaac flashback to this flashback. Is she just a person that pops up, or does she have story significance for later on in the season?
I
Or
don't know
not
about
later on in
later
the
on in
season,
this.
but season three. Does she have season three significance? I presume that she's dead. Like I presume that Isaac killed her at some point to take over as the wolves.
So, I
That's
think, okay,
what
this is
I'm
what I was going to say.
presuming. And
I
this
think she's
isn't.
still alive. I think that flashback at the beginning of the episode was recently, because I don't, they never showed a
Ooh.
year. Like it's like implied to be very recent, and like the guy, kid that's down there is very recently infected.
Wait, 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 wait,
And
wait,
she
wait.
does say Isaac sent me here or whatever, or Isaac wants to know. Like she brought up Isaac.
Ooh, can I give you the table TV version of theory of who I think she is?
Sure, go for it.
This is the cable television. This is the CW guess.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
It gotta be Abby's mom, right? Right?
I hope they don't do that. That would be, I could, oh, don't even put that into the universe.
It's okay. I'm
I
just like,
would
if
hope.
we I want to do this some more on the show. Like, let's put this through like the CW lens.
CWI is this.
The cable version, the very like soap opera version of like what's like the stupidest like plot twist we can add to this that makes you go, oh, but also like wait, what? The this random person is just Abby's mom, and that's why there's a wolf connection. I hate it too, by the way, but I'm just like, I just want to know who she is, because like there's like not this huge significance in the games. We really just know about Isaac. We don't really know about the start. I'm fine with knowing who she is, and I'm fine with the wolves
She might
having like,
honestly just be a side character, dude.
what if she's the prophet that decided to turn into a wolf?
I don't think that would be, because the prophet is, I
Sorry,
think they already said she's.
cable TV villain twist. I
There we
was the
go.
prophet
That would make
all
sense.
along. I didn't die. I just
And
turned into a
nobody
wolf.
recognized me.
Ha ha ha. That would be
That
awful. Okay. Horrible plot twist with Jake and Michael.
should be
That's
that.
actually
Maybe
not.
we should make that a pod.
That should. Just.
Take
We
like take
just.
like a good show and just destroy. Like, so this is how we're gonna make this. We're gonna in-shitify this show. But what's
No,
gonna
no,
happen is one time we're gonna do it, and it's actually gonna happen. We're gonna be like, what the
no.
fuck,
No,
brother?
no, no. This is what we're going to do. We're going to take every upcoming movie, like every
Sure.
upcoming big TV show, big movie, and we're just going to try to guess the plot in the most dumb, like the most dumbest things that could happen. And that's
So,
going to be our
Hallmark
premiere.
movie, is it?
Yeah, like, oh, yep, of course, yep, big, city guy going to a small town, finds a
He's gonna
small
fall in
town
love with
girl.
his high school girlfriend and
He's gonna fall in love. He's gotta dump the toxic ex, city ex, and then she's gonna accidentally kiss the wrong guy. There's gonna be some conflict, but it's okay. They're gonna kiss by the end, and it's gonna be a
they'll
happy
save the
Christmas for all.
Christmas. They're gonna save the family Christmas farm or Christmas tree farm
Oh yeah, and they end up
because there's some
saving.
mineral rights or something.
They save grandma's house from the evil mayor or something.
Yeah.
Or is that just Happy Gilmore? Wait, I don't know.
I'm
I'm
gonna
just
go
saying
drink a bottle of mouthwash now.
it could. I'm just saying that could just be something that we do. We just try to guess all the like the worst possible. The CW takes the Hallmark, like. Anrahan is Abby's mom. Oh my God. I really hope it's not Abby's mom. I would like
Yeah,
freak the fuck out if that's like, it's Abby's mom. And that's like the twist. And you're just like,
I'd be like, what are you doing?
whose fucking idea is this? Fire them immediately. Retcon this shit.
Fire
Like, apologize to everybody. Reshoot it. Run it back in. Because, like, my
them.
fucking God.
Can we do that for the last season of Game of Thrones?
No, they. Oh my God. Game of Thrones,
It
if we
was
would
so bad.
have. If we did
HBO
this.
comes out like, we are so sorry. We're actually gonna do this as a do-over.
They should have. Straight up, they should have. I don't care. Like, they should have. Like, that should have never been released. They should have never been like, yeah, end it in season
When the
eight.
main actors are trash talking the show, or like you see the thing of Emilia Clarke, and they're like, "What do you think of the last season?" And she's like, "Best season ever." And she's all like, you can tell she's like, "I think it's ass, but I got paid to do it, so."
Yeah. I really hope that they don't do that with like The Last of Us. Like, hey, we ran out of content for season three, season four. So season five is going to be our own new story. We're going to tell our own version of how of Ellie's story, and we're going to make it as fan servicey as possible. That's right, folks. Joel's coming back from the dead. He is revived, baby.
He actually never died. That was his twin brother that
Twin.
you didn't know about and
He's
just
also named
conveniently
Joel.
happened. Yes.
He survived. Oh.
Conveniently, actually, his name is Joe L. Like, L was his middle initial, so he just,
Or
people got
even worse,
confused.
Joel's dead, but they bring back, or like Tommy becomes the next Joel for her or something. I don't know. Like,
Yeah. Ooh.
this wouldn't be that hard. Anyway, back to what we were actually talking about. Five questions to appease Michael. I think I'm three in. But yeah, like Anrahan, I don't know who she is. It's interesting. I hope it's like I hope she's there as somebody who's like I hope season three makes it worth it. Like I hope it's just like some cool story later on. But I get the
It doesn't have to
sense
be
that
much, but yeah, just a little bit more would be nice.
dude, just like even if it's a background story of like how Isaac fucked her. Not specifically exactly that, but I mean like how he just like maneuvered his way to being like the leader. You know what I'm
Okay,
saying?
well, yeah, that'd be cool.
And like maybe not even like he manipulated because like we don't even really get that backstory in the game. I know like it's probably stated somewhere somehow that like how he became a leader, but just like even if we
Think
just get a
there's a
little bit of
note on it.
backstory. Like even if we get that story with her in it and we get to see that play out, like I would be happy with that. But I'm just like in general, I'm like, why does this person keep showing up? It would be cooler if it
I
was
mean, I'm
Isaac.
curious. I don't disagree, but I like that using Jeffrey Wright sparingly makes him a more intimidating villain, I feel like.
That's fair. That's true. That is
So.
true. But I
So.
swear, if that is Abby's mom, I will lose my shit.
I might, yeah, like, I guess I'm done with this show.
Oh my. Go back to the games. Oh, all right. I think it's your turn. I think you're.
I'm take two questions deep. Let me see what I had a good one. How did you feel about Jesse coming back? I was very happy.
That is
But
actually
I
going to be
did
what.
th I've seen a lot of consternation about that online.
Here's my question with Jesse, because I had a Jesse one.
Sure.
Was his arrival contrived? Was
Was it
his
contrived?
Was it like, was that him? Like, is this too, maybe not contrived, convenience. He shows up conveniently there. And like, that's, it happens in the games. It happens differently in the games, but it happens in the games. He just shows up.
I think you're always going to get that. Just in general, it's kind of always going to happen. You know what I mean? In this case of like getting these people to meet in this big ass fucking city, that no, at least in the games, the logic was like there was a, I think they called them tourists.
Yep.
Or they had a name for people that came to the city that weren't supposed to be there.
This is what happens in the game, right? Tommy's already there.
Yeah.
In the show, he comes with Jesse. In the game, he's already there. He's creating havoc. He's a sniper. He's shooting them. We hear reports. So when we get to this area, we hear reports of tourists. We assume it's Tommy. And so when we get into this heaping shit of pot, like when Ellie, I say we because in the game we're the player, but Ellie, she gets more or less like, she's just getting shot at by a lot of fucking people. And it's very obvious because like they're not there for her. She's following them to find more or less Tommy so they can leave. And she, lo and behold, Jesse finds her because they end up shooting at her. Like it just in the game, it logically makes sense. Right? We already seen all that fighting. Whereas in this, Jesse somehow finds the theater. He then happens to find the map. He is able to successfully read the map and pinpoint exactly where they are. And when they are trapped at the darkest moments, he shows up.
Yeah, that was a little bit very coincidental.
Craig Mazin is Craig Mazin, when it comes to Chernobyl and Last of Us, has made and written some really great episodes. But this specific episode he wrote is not great in moments. Like, there's just some moments where I'm just like, oof, you could have written that Jesse's arrival a little bit better. Because that is convenient. That's a lot of suspend belief that he's able to find them right at the right moment. So it happens. It happens all the time. I just expect more from Last of Us. Like this is like Marvel style writing. This is MCU. Ha ha ha. You laugh through it. Don't think too much about it. Writing in this show, like they go into a lot of detail to explain a lot of things. In this episode, they just, with the spores, I thought they like didn't need to explain that or add that. And then with Jesse, it's just like, you could have done a lot more to make that work. So that's how I believe it. Or that's more or less how I see it. I'm a Debbie Downer on this episode.
Oh, man, we just keep losing each other here.
I've been hearing you the entire time. Yeah.
Yeah, it just keeps cutting in and out. You might have to do an editing pass after this one. Just a heads up. So
we'll see.
If I don't know how it'll come through. It should record your stuff locally, but I might just be staring off into the distance, like, what's he saying over there?
So yeah.
Anyways,
it records it all, man. All of your we got it all. You're on. Don't evolve me. All
right. It's like a, what do you call it? Like one of those,
I need a
room, like, surprise, you're on camera.
God damn it. This is why I need an editor. I need someone to like edit all of your, I need to edit that. Like, because there's at least a good 10 to 20 of them in there.
Oh, 100%, brother.
I don't know if I have the time or the energy or the patience to cut that video together.
I can't blame you.
Maybe I can get AI to do it. I don't know.
Maybe. All right,
Worst first kill. Oh. Ellie or Dina? Worst first kill.
Didn't
Ellie.
Hear anything you just said.
Oh, worst first kill. Ellie or Dina?
Dina, definitely, dude. You have to kill the guy. I mean, it would be, in terms of just, like, sheer trauma, definitely Dina. Ellie felt shitty about what she did, but Dina, like, got the consequence of having to kill somebody, also with her dead mom.
I think, this one's tough, because think about Ellie, right? Who else did she ever love in her life besides Riley?
Well,
But I mean, like, before that.
True, there wasn't really anybody.
That was it. She didn't have anyone. She was an orphan kid in a military school. Riley was her love, her love interest. So think of
I'm thinking, I forgot about Riley, because I was thinking about how it was. Mm-hmm.
Dina doesn't know about Riley, too. That's another interesting part. But yeah, Riley, like, you get bit. You're thinking you're going to die with your love. And not just, like, love of your life, romantic love. Like, legitimate, like, that's the only person she knows. That's the only person she's close to. She didn't turn. Riley did. And she had to shoot Riley in the head. I don't know. I think Ellie has the worst first kill. But Dina's might have been more traumatic in the sense of, like, she had a... I don't remember if she stated that she watched her sister and mom die. But, like, watching those two die and then killing her murderer, like, that's rough. But also, I love the parallels of her background story, too. Because Ellie lost Joel, but wasn't able to kill Abby. Whereas Dina got to kill, you know, her, like, her mom's and sister's killer. So there's an interesting parallel, and it also feels like Dina might owe Ellie. In the sense that, like, Dina got to do that. Ellie has not. So it's an interesting parallel between the two, and I'm assuming that's purposeful, because it's... remember this being in the game as well, and this being talked about in the game.
But about her killing her.
Yeah. She's, like, from Texas.
Remember this.
Yeah. It was, like, a small part. I think I do remember her, like, mentioning how she killed, like, her sister's killer. I don't remember her, it was her mom.
I think in the game she was raised by her sister, so maybe it was her mom that got killed. I pulled it up in the wiki because I was trying to remember.
No, her sister died too.
But
I believe she was from San Antonio. I believe that's where she grew, or, like, where the Federal was. Right? It was Texas?
In the wiki I'm reading online.
Or was it Albuquerque? New Mexico. It might have been New Mexico.
It says here, Talia, after their mother died, Talia was left to raise her younger sister, Dina. She's taken Dina to Sigar's Prey. You're right. I forgot about that.
It's a
one
it's
point
a
for another point for, small for tip Jacob.
Point. Small tip point. I don't think I have any more episodes. Like, I do. I have not episodes. One more question. I have one more question.
Sure.
Do you have any more for me?
I got one, but I want to save it for the end.
That's fair. All right. Tommy's coming with came with Jesse, and then but he's not with Jesse. Are we cool with the changes?
I like it. I do. Okay. I minus the how contrived it was that they found each other. I do like the changes of having Tommy and Jesse be like, God fucking damn it, and then just getting out of the way. Guess we gotta go save them. Let's go. Like, or it may not save them, but be like, we gotta get them the fuck out of there. Like, they're gonna get themselves killed.
I wish Tommy would have went first. Maybe this is me just wanting things to be like the game. But I thought Tommy going first was a lot more fucking interesting. Like I love seeing Tommy's badassery, like, in episode 2, and I'm happy that we kind of got that, even though we missed out on him getting Joel. I almost wish we would have got his badassery and then got his badassery in Seattle as well. Like, in the sense from, like, the game sense. I assume we're still going to get it in a way. But I really just like the idea of him being so like revenge driven that he's gonna go there. And I thought, I just feel like that storyline's so much more interesting than this one, because this one is going to save, you know, Ellie and Dina, whereas in the game it was vengeance. It was the same quest that Ellie was on.
I think it's a more logical choice for the TV show, and I think it's going to have a more profound impact on their relationship. Because in the show, he's got a kid.
Yeah.
It's like, he loves his brother, but he's not going to leave. In a world filled with fucking monsters that can rip you apart, that were just recently attacked by a swarm of them, I think even though he supports the mission, if you're not going to do it right, you're better off just, like, protecting what you have. And while he can understand Ellie's, like, rage and hatred, because she wants to revenge, and he does too.
That's fair.
It's not at any cost.
That's fair. In the game, he's not a father, and I will say, as a father myself, even with, well, I don't know if I'd been so downstruck with, revenge and vengeance. But that being said, I get the idea of, like, if you have a kid, it changes things, because you're the protector for this kid, and you leaving puts that in danger. So I get it from that sense, but I just, like, narrative wise, I'm like, I really like Tommy going first, because it was like Tommy's such an interesting character. Like, Tommy going there gives us questions and kind of an insight, a little bit of what happened with him and Joel, gives us a little bit of insight of his skill set, and why Tommy and Joel are, you know, so good at what they do. And we get to see that skill set, you know, in Ellie as well. And it's just more interesting when you have two people going for revenge, and you seem to compare and contrast, like, what it does to you. And we get to see the compare and contrast from Ellie to Tommy. Whereas this version, it's just more, it just seems more vanilla. It's less interesting. That being said, television-wise, you don't have as much time. And I don't know how you would have spent more time to really put that story into fruition. I don't know how you do that. So I think maybe you're right. It's more efficient to do it that way. But yeah, I'm like, it was narrative-wise, it's more interesting Tommy going first. All right,
you ready for my last question?
Go for it.
How much are you ready to cry next week?
happy tears? Sad tears?
Happy? Sad? I don't know. A little bit of both?
It's a little bit of both? Yeah, I'm excited. I can't spoil anything, Michael. I'm excited.
I know you can't. That's the best part. I'm excited too.
My question is, because we know it's going to be the flashback. And for you guys who hasn't played the game or watched the game, this is like the flashback of this game.
I'm going to interrupt real quick, because I'm going to say something that's going to shock you. A good friend of mine is playing through the game right now.
Mm-hmm.
He was actually getting really into it, and he hated the flashback because he wanted to go out. He's like, I'm fucking shit up. And then it's just such a, like, a, it's like driving the car like 55, and then all of a sudden you hit like 20 mile an hour traffic, and you're like, fuck.
You're like, yeah.
But I was like,
day one.
And then all of a sudden you're just like, oh.
Shit.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like, I had the same, like, thoughts. Like, oh, I don't want a flashback. I don't want this. But I'm like,
I was the opposite. I was like, oh my god, that's my boy. I'm not gonna say anything else.
I'll just say this for those who haven't played the game. It is the few just joyous, happy moments in the game itself where you're just like, this was nice. This was a nice moment. This
was like a little treat. A little treat.
Yeah. Like, Neil Druckmann, man, he loves to give you what you want in the worst fucking way. A
little knife twist at the end. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just like, oh, you really want those two together? Yeah, for sure. We're gonna give you the scene.
Feel their love.
We're gonna give you the mo. Oh, yeah, there you go. We're gonna give you a whole like 20-30 minute flashback sequence where you get to feel the love between the father and daughter, and just this really cute, sweet sequence. And then for the rest of the 40 minutes, it's just sheer torture and brutality. Like, that's yeah. I hope they do this episode. I hope they do this flashback well. I hope it's almost the entire flashback. I assume there's going to be a lot of Jackson lore in this, and assuming we're going to figure out what happened with Eugene. I'm excited.
I think so too. Yeah,
I'm excited for this episode, but I'm really specifically excited for the location that Ellie and Joel go. I hope they take time. I hope they go slow, and I really don't want a whole lot of conflict in this episode. I kind of want the cutesy stuff. I want to feel happy this episode. That's why I'm not going to cry, Michael.
Well,
and if it's going to cry, it's going to be happy tears, because this is going to be I want the one happy episode. And I want to give it a 5.
I don't think happy episodes exist in this show, to be honest with you.
Episode 3. Season 1.
But even then, that one's still kind of... all the happy stuff is still sad, though.
Yeah, but they got to live a loving life. They got to die old together in their arms. They chose how they died. If you think about it, it's the happiest ending you'll ever fucking get.
In that show, in this world, yeah.
No, just in general. Like, you die in your 60s because of a disease and you choose when to leave with your loved one.
In your 60s? I don't want to be fucking 60 when I die. I better be like 80 at least.
60s in the apocalypse, Michael. Come on. Don't get greedy. I'm saying.
That's...
Could you imagine being in the hospital?
Okay. You're in the apocalypse. Not even that, like in the apocalypse. You're 40 and you're dying. You're like, I don't want to die. I'm only 40. Shut up, Steve. It's the apocalypse. Don't be so greedy. You got 40 long years.
I mean, Joel was in his 60s.
Was he? I thought he was like 50. He's in his 60s.
In the show, they stated that he's 60.
How old do you think he was when he built the Constructometer?
I assume that was a pre-apocalypse item.
That seems kind
of... He kind of just took with him everywhere he went. And that's how he knew exactly which buildings to go into, because he did a Constructometer.
Why we didn't see the spores. He just knew. He was like, that's a spore building. I can tell you.
That's why he didn't need a mask.
He knew. He's like... It's like, I'm not going in there. Look at that. That's fucking clearly. That's Spore Central right there. The spores were always there. Which Joel just had like a fucking sixth sense. He'd look at a building and be like, also, it's either asbestos or spores. I don't care, but I ain't going in there.
Hey, Michael, you know what I thought of?
Sure, what's up?
When they fell into the basement full of spored zombies.
Mm-hmm.
This show is really going to have a trope of clickers, basement clickers. They've already done it once in KC.
But it makes sense. It does make total sense. It
does, I know. Mushrooms grow in dark places.
Mm-hmm.
It does make sense. And the game also has a thing with basements, so it makes sense. Okay, it's not a show thing. But I'm just saying, like, it's just, you know, like, if you blow up a basement, there might be a horde of clickers that come out and rip everybody apart.
Honestly, I feel like your best bet is to drop a fucking bomb in the bottom and just see what happens.
Your best bet is just to shoot yourself in the head at that moment.
Well, but hear me out. Okay. If you're, if you're on the top floor, you have an elevator shaft. It's dropping down, like, 9 floors, right? You're on the top floor. You're not trying to destroy the structure, right? You just want to, kill anything down there. Ooh, I had a thought. I don't think this is a spoiler, but it's not a spoiler. Do you think we're going to get the apartment complex still? Or is that too much?
Oh, from day 2?
Yeah.
Oh, no, this was the apartment complex.
No, 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 no,
Where the stalkers show up?
No. God, I can't say shit. It's a season 3 thing, but...
Is it a season 3 thing? What apartment complex?
Think about who... I think it's an apartment complex.
Are you talking about...
Or it's like a hotel, maybe?
Oh, when in the game, there is a section where our main characters have to go down a building because of a broken elevator. Yes. Season 3 thing. I would love to talk about it.
I'm saying, like, logistically, do you think they would do that? That'd be a huge set, I feel like.
Oh.
Maybe not, though. CGI is a thing.
Oh.
That's so torn if they would actually do it or not. Season
3 question, man. We got to get to our ratings, NBC, MVV. You're like coming up with future questions. Right. Anyone who played the game, you're like, what are you talking about? Like, I wish I could tell you. I'm not going to tell you. It's just a building. They go down in it, and there's a lot of clickers inside, and it's terrifying. I had to play it recently. Mm-hmm. It's terrifying. There is
sport. That part on, I didn't play it on Grounded, but I played it on the second top difficulty, and it was just like...
I played it on normal, and I was going, fuck, the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
And there's bloaters in there. I love the game when they randomly just give you bloaters.
Place.
When like the game just like, here's a bloater for you. You're like, what? There's like in the part one, you like the big moments had bloaters, whereas like part two is just like, yeah, we'll just throw in a random bloater here and there, and you're like, all right, going through. Oh shit, that's a bloater. Oh my. Alright, ratings.
Yep.
I think I'm at like a 3 plus. I'm like it's good. It's the worst episode, but I'm like, it's still solid.
I think you're right.
It doesn't tank anything. I think like this...
It doesn't tank anything. I think it is redeemed by the last sequence specifically, is my opinion. Like,
it is the best.
If it wasn't without that, I would say it's like a 2. It's just not...
I don't know if I can say it's a 2 without the scene. It just...
With maybe a 2+. 2+, I think you would agree. Or 3, low, like 3 minus, 2+. I would say without the Nora scene, I think that just detracts so much of the quality of the episode. Like, what do we spend, like, the first half of our pod talking about? It was literally just that confrontation.
Yeah, and that's really what this episode was. I just wish there was better setup for it. And I wish they wouldn't have, like, done the extra pieces. Like, I don't need the Spore talk. I could have done without it.
I like Spore talk.
I love Spores. I love the Spores in the fact sense of the game. And I would have loved it more than the Tentrils, but I do enjoy the Tentril aspect. I feel like it just took too much work to explain Spores, and it didn't do much narratively speaking. Visually, it looked cool. Narratively, I'm like, she just gets bit. That's it. So, I don't know. 3+.
Now, my counterpoint would be, as long as they don't, I think as long as they don't drop the Spores after this, then it works. You know what I mean?
We didn't even.
If they just don't bring it up ever again.
Oh, that's.
What's up?
I just realized we didn't talk about Seraphites.
We didn't. There's a lot. There's a lot of ground to cover.
The Seraphites, I want to mention before we finish up. I wish they would have done a flashback more on them. Because I want to learn more about them. And I want to know, like.
Season 3, baby. That's season.
I know. It's season 3, but I wish instead of Spores, we would have just got more Seraphites, because that would have made think of you know how like the guy and the little girl, like what if she didn't?
Yes.
What if they didn't die in the beginning? What if it was just more flashbacks of those two, and he was just teaching her how to like what the whistles mean. And, like, teaching, like, how to shoot by
arrow. I like it, but I kind of like that the Seraphites are just...
But like,
they're always kind of doing their own thing, I guess.
We don't know in the game what the whistles mean. Like, I'm sure you could probably figure out which each whistle means. But it would really been really, really dope if they would have been like, this is what these whistles mean. The different sounds of these whistles mean these things. And you get to see a little bit more of their culture, a little bit them on their island that they're on. And then, in the middle of the episode, we hear the whistle. That means intruder, shoot on sight, and then boom, Dina gets hit. And I'm like, that would have been so much cooler. Like, and we just got to spend a little bit more time with them, and we get to learn a little bit more about them. I thought it would
have
been
better.
I just think
that'd be a little bit
sports.
Too much show, don't tell kind of thing. Like, we kind of already knew, like, I don't
That's
know. I don't know.
quality writing. You show, don't tell. What?
Or no, tell, don't shell, I should say. Sorry, sorry, I got it
But
mixed
like,
up in my head.
but that's the thing. Like, you are showing it. You're showing the scene of a little girl being taught the different whistles, and then in the show, it's shown, or you get to hear it, and you get to hear what the whistle means, and you're just like, wait, danger, there's intruders, and the shot's just on Dina and Ellie, and you get to see them get shot. Like, I think it would just have been more effective moments.
That's fair.
I don't know. I guess I want more Seraph fights. I know it's a season three thing. As someone from the game, it is going to be a season three thing. I know we're going to get a lot more into it. I wish that flashback was something a little bit more important than just lore, the lore of spores. All right, ratings 3+. Are you saying the same?
I'd say like 3. I think 3 That's is fair. What I'd get. 3, but like 3+. The plus is definitely because of the Nora scene, which is one of my favorite scenes of the game.
The plus for
just
me
because it's such a.
The plus for me is that like this the it's carried by the rest of the season. Really, this episode doesn't really stand on its own. But if you put in like the rest of it, like if you binge watch this show, you wouldn't be like, oh my god, I will watch everything but this episode. It's like oh yeah, it's solid. I wouldn't rate this specific part like majorly, but I'm like, it works in the overall. That doesn't bring the season down for me. It's just, it's the worst episode from a week to week standpoint. All right. MVC. I already joked that it's Nora. Took a bunch for the team. It's not our team, or I guess not Ellie's and Dina's team, but very much took a bunch for the Wolves.
Yeah.
What do you assume? You're still day 3.
I think honestly, I'd give her most. Well, I'd give most valuable to Jesse, just because he. Yes, was it a little bit contrived that he showed up, but plot wise and like how he showed up, he's like, "We're getting you guys the fuck out of here," and like him kind of calling out how absolutely stupid it is to go charging guns blazing into a city filled with people you know nothing about just to get revenge.
MVC in the sense of like he was the most important character in the sense of their survival. I'm going to give it, I feel like it's Ellie just in terms of narrative. This is kind of her episode. And I also give MVP, most valuable performer, to Belle Ramsey. I thought she did really well in that scene. I thought
at the last scene,
her just staring down.
Yep. Goddamn.
I know. And it's just like, you could just see the rage. And I'm like, ooh, we got Evil Abby. Or not Evil Abby.
Oh, just her also saying, you doomed us both infected. Are we? And she's like, psych. It's like the meme of the old dude saying, I'm going to need a hospital for you. And then we pull something. He's like,
I love that.
I don't need it.
All right. So, MVC, you say Jesse. I think Jesse has a good argument. I think it's Ellie for me in terms of like character. But like in terms of like who saved the day, yeah, it's fucking Jesse easily. Most interesting, most like valuable in the sense of like narrative wise. Ellie, I think just by default. Most valuable villain. I think person wise, we have to say Nora because that's like the only person.
I think she should have not have antagonized Ellie. I think she would have been able to get out of that situation alive if she had less antagonized her.
But like her
also
antagonized.
Not jump down a spore filled
elevator. That works too. But, like, her distracting... But, like, wasn't that her distraction for Ellie to get away?
Yeah, right? I mean, it was, because she was antagonizing her, and she was, like... And then that's when she threw the water at her, and, like, shit! I just feel like there's... Maybe, I don't know. I like... We all like to think we'd do better in those situations, but I feel like that's probably the best strat we have there.
Yeah, I think Nora handled it perfectly fine. Like, if you... If someone has you at gunpoint and you know very well that this person probably does not have plans or intentions to keeping you alive after the second location that they're bringing you, Yeah, you don't go with them. You get out of there as much as possible. And she did that. Did she survive? Did she get away? No. She failed in that aspect. She failed because she jumped on an elevator and it collapsed and it doomed her. But I don't know. I thought it was the right move.
What was her plan if she had it? If it hadn't collapsed?
I mean, if Ellie got shot.
That's true, yeah. Just hope she could, like, get in there.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think Nora's plan was bad. I mean, she had the backup. She was in her home territory. She just had her, she just ran into the wrong area. Yeah, she fucked up. And that's kind of life, you know? You, if you're running for your life, you're not thinking the larger. You're just moving forward, yeah. And it fell. She fell into a spore-infected area, and there was no hope. Still think it would have been better if she would have fell into some infected, got bit, and then that was it. Keep the red lights. Keep the cool mushroom background. But, you know, that's just me. I didn't think I would hate the spores. I was really excited for the spores. It was.
I think if they come back in, you'll like them. I think it just, I think it's when they got introduced was just a very on the nose.
I don't think they did well with it. That's just me. All right. Well, Michael, anything else to add to Under Your Love?
Nope. Gotta add another oop to the...
Oop.
There we go. Now you're back.
Anything else to add for episode... Season 2, episode 5, Under Her Love? It's a better episode.
I like that title. You're making your own titles.
Yeah, I'm doing a better job. I like Under Her Love. Feel Her Love? Yeah, okay. I did
feel her love as the sickle drags into your tummy.
I did genuinely forget it. But Under Her Love. Would have been a better joke. I don't know. Anyway.
I got nothing. I'm excited for the next episode, though. Yeah, we got two episodes left, my dude.
I hope they do it well. I hope I'm not this grim. I hope I'm not this hateful towards it.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm not. Yeah. Anyway, thank you, Michael. This is your host, Jake Sherbing, signing off. Please follow, like, and subscribe. Tell your friends for all your Last of Us hatred for this one particular episode and spores.
Feel Jake's love. Feel the spores' love.
Feel Jake's
feel the love.
Feel the love under Jake's love of spores. All right, we're going to end it there. Bye.
Peace out, guys.